numbers were down from last year. However, fortunately, a number of individuals chose to drive while under the influence of drugs and or alcohol. And as a result, they are facing charges and suspensions. On a positive note, we are encouraged by the fact that majority of people chose not to drive impaired. We also had a number of people contact police to report suspected impaired driving, and that resulted in people being arrested. Most of the incidents were a result of people observing perhaps erratic driving or someone that's driven into a ditch and may have been trying to get out. We had a few of those circumstances. So, you know, the unfortunate thing is there are those that are still ignoring the laws and ignoring the fact that they're putting not only themselves but other people in the community in danger by choosing to drive impaired. The thing is nowadays we have more options than ever for avoiding getting behind the wheel. We have a lot more drive share programs. We have public transit in some areas, and people have to think ahead before they get behind the wheel if they have consumed any alcohol and or drugs.